Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. There are a ton of movies opening this weekend with lots of choices for every taste. But I'm looking at three of them, all about outcasts and rebels. There's a self-styled art thief in Massachusetts, a daughter fighting her mom when two families are brought together by tragedy in North Carolina, and a pair of cousins trying to save the Earth by kidnapping a CEO they think is an alien. The Mastermind, written and directed by Kelly Reichardt. It's 1970 in Framingham, Massachusetts. James Blaine Mooney, played by Josh O'Connor, is an architect who is down on his luck. He loves his wife Terry, played by Alana Haim, and their two bright sons, Carl and Tommy, played by Sterling and Jasper Thompson, but he's just not earning a living. He has no clients and is forced to borrow money on the sly from his high society mom. Don't let your father know about this. He is smart, savvy, and full of ideas, but spends most of his time puttering around with his ne'er-do-well pals. But now, he has a get-rich-quick scheme he sure will solve all his family problems: stealing modern paintings from his small-town art museum. He tests and calculates every step: a sleepy unarmed guard, no alarms, clear exits, and art easily taken off the walls. He even has a stolen getaway car and two henchmen with pantyhose to pull over their faces. It's foolproof, and they manage to pull it off with barely a hitch. But things go south when one of the robbers gets caught at another job and spills the beans to the cops. James is labeled the mastermind behind the crime and is forced to flee the town and his family for an uncertain future. Where will he go from here, and how will he survive on the lam? The Mastermind is a brilliant period piece, a portrait of an America full of sketchy bus stations and flop houses, totally free of patriotic nostalgia. It's set against, but separate from, the widespread anti-war protests of 1970. Josh O'Connor portrays James as a flawed anti-hero who is nevertheless sympathetic. He commits his petty crimes wearing woolly sweaters and corduroy pants. The details in the production design of this movie are astoundingly precise and beautiful. Kelly Reichardt is one of the best American directors you probably never heard of. She makes films, not high concept schlock. And if you've never seen her work before, this is a good one to start with. Mastermind is one of those movies that starts in the middle of the things and ends suddenly before you think it's over, but it all makes perfect sense. This is a really good movie. Regretting You, written and directed by Josh Boone. It's 17 years ago on a hot summer night in North Carolina. Two teenage couples are at a pool party. Morgan and Chris, and Jonah and Jenny. Morgan and Jenny are sisters, and Chris and Jonah, best friends. They say opposites attract. Well, Chris and Jenny are wild partiers who like getting drunk and having wild sex, while Jonah and Morgan are smart, conscientious, and non-drinkers. Fast forward to the present. Morgan, played by Allison Williams, has been married to Chris for 17 years, and they have raised their daughter Clara, played by McKenna Grace, since they were still young. Jonah, played by Dave Franco, left town soon after graduation, but came back recently and restarted his relationship with Jenny, soon leading to their newborn son. And then there's Clara. Everyone loves her. She's a high school senior who dreams of becoming an actress after college. She tells her Aunt Jenny all the things she can't talk with her mom. She's like her best friend. She adores her dad, Chris, and respects Jonah, who's also her high school teacher. And Clara's crushing on Miller, a popular guy at school, played by Mason Thames, who lives on a farm with his gramps because his dad's in prison. He likes movies, sucking on lollipops, and moving road signs. But he has a girlfriend, so he's a no-go for Clara. Okay, but everything is totally messed up when Chris and Jenny are killed in a terrible car crash, leaving Clara without her dad and her aunt, Jonah without his lover and the mother of their baby, as well as his best friend, and Morgan without her sister and the only man she's ever been with. So Jonah turns to Morgan to form a makeshift family to deal with shock, grief, and the temporary raising of their two kids. Clara and her mom aren't really talking. And while all this is going on, Clara and Miller start hanging out. Can these estranged family members adjust to the drastic changes? What secrets will be revealed and what hidden loves awakened? Regretting You is a very conventional drama romance about two families recovering from unexpected loss. It's also a coming-of-age story along with some unrequited love. Based on a popular novel, it's a very easy movie with nothing transgressive. It's set among churches and proms and school plays and going to the movies. The characters are pleasant and it's directed in an easy to watch way. Texts sent between Clara and Miller are also voiced, so you don't have to read them. The story is divided between the grown-ups and the teens, with the teens the more interesting half. But what's weird about this movie is the catastrophic events all happen off camera and toward the beginning. The rest of the movie is just about mending relations and recovering from the shock. So instead of building up to a satisfying emotional purge toward the end, this one starts with a dramatic shock and then just coasts. While I don't regret seeing Regretting You, it's not my preferred type of movie. Begonia, directed by Yorgos Lanthimos. High-strung Teddy, played by Jesse Plemons, and shy, neurodivergent Don, played by Aiden Delbus, are cousins. They share a dilapidated house they inherited along with an attached farm where they eke out a meager existence dressed in filthy hazmat suits through the cultivation of honeybees. But the bees are disappearing. What's happening to the colony? They also work at a shipping station for a nearby big pharma corporation that specializes in lethal pesticides. And Teddy holds a special grudge for that company for past digressions it inflicted on him and his family. The company is called Oxolith, and its CEO is Michelle, played by Emma Stone, a high-power alpha careerist. She lives a magazine-like lifestyle in her modern mansion, equipped with high security. She's a perfectionist who only eats the right food and insists her hair, makeup, and power suits are always flawless. She works out using the latest machinery and is fully trained in martial arts. At work, though surrounded by a retinue of yes-men, she seems oddly sterile and detached from all her employees. But everything changes when Teddy, with Donnie's help, somehow manage to kidnap Michelle and drag her undetected to their lair. They shave her head, tie her to a bed, and cover her skin with weird emollients. What do they want? Fame? A platform for their manifesto? No. Teddy is convinced Michelle is personally responsible for widespread ecological disaster and destruction of the planet, including his bees. And her motive? He's convinced she's an alien from outer space, from Andromeda, with ties to a mothership parked just outside of the Earth's atmosphere. Where do his bizarre theories come from, and how can Michelle escape their clutches? Begonia is a weird movie. P- pitting an eco-terrorist against a cold billionaire industrialist. Like all of Yorgos Lanthimos' movies, Begonia is simultaneously hilarious and disturbing. Grown-ups talk like stilted children, saying profound but outlandish statements. It's laden with conspiracy theories that are no less ridiculous than the corporate speak the other half uses. Lanthimos likes to cast the same retinue of actors from his past pictures, so Emma Stone and Jesse Plemons are back again, wonderfully playing more quirky oddballs, though Aidan Delbus is entirely new. Begonia is comical and absurd, but also dark. I really like Lanthimos' style, but some people hate it. He's not for everybody. But if you like him and you're looking for something whack and dark and weird, you got to see Begonia. Begonia, Mastermind, and Regretting You all open in Toronto this weekend. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.